Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
4-13 in the Lehigh Valley. Iron Pigs fell this afternoon to the Pawtucket Red Sox 3-0. Pigs mustered just one hit in 9 innings today. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines. These are your highlights for August the 27th, 2017. And I did say multiple. There are a few highlights. Mostly Jose Taveras, who was just impeccable today. 6 innings of wonderful pitching from Jose Taveras. But the Pigs could not take advantage of yet another great pitching matchup and get the win this afternoon. They did take the series 2-3 from Pawtucket. Finished the year 7-2 in Rhode Island. Those are good numbers, but it was a tough one to drop today for the Pigs, who had a chance to sweep. And we're never really out of this game. In fact, it was scoreless all the way through to the seventh inning. A lot of 1-2-3s in this game. Although not in the first inning. At least not for the Pigs. Cam Perkins did have a one-out single. And I didn't know at the time, but that would be the offensive highlight for the Iron Pigs. Their lone hit came with 2 outs in the first inning. A Cam Perkins single, the guy who had the big hit yesterday, a 2-run home run, had the single today. And that would be the offense for the Iron Pigs. Brock Stassi would ground out 4-3, and that would end the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first, Taveras was sharp. 1-2-3, bottom of the first. Zue Lin down swinging. Ryan Court flew out. Brian Bogusevich popped up. End of the first. Pigs, well, they would go 1-2-3 in the top of the second. Bottom of the second, a 2-out single from Devin Marrero. Of no consequence, as Jansen Witte flew out to end the second. Top of the third, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the third, one-out single from Jake Romanski would be all that the Red Sox would get. Top four, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Cam Perkins went down swinging as the second out. So we moved to the bottom of the fourth inning. This might have been the best inning of the day for Jose Taveras. Brian Bogusevich, good morning, strike three. Matt Dominguez, good afternoon, looking, strike three. Sam Travis.
And he fires, and he struck him out swinging on a breaking ball away. Taveras strikes out the side, and he does so against the heart of the order. 3-4-5. K, a K, and another K. And Taveras back in the dugout, and the scoreless drought for the Paw Sox against the Pigs in the series now at 20 consecutive innings.
Good night. Stringing at strike three. I thought Matt was going to break out into the old Oprah joke about you get a K and you get a K, but it did certainly feel like that in the bottom of the fourth inning. Taveras was just handing them out, striking out the side in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the fifth, Pigs went down 1-2-3. It was Mora Cousins pulling. Bottom five, after striking out Devin Marrero leading off the bottom of the fifth and getting Jansen Witte to fly out, Mike Miller hit a double, and was able to advance to third on an error by Dylan Cousins. There was a throwing error on Cousins. Mike Miller took advantage of and made it all the way to third. So for the first time in this game, the Pawtucket Red Sox, or either team for that matter, had a runner in scoring position, and Jake Romanski was at the plate.
Man on third. Pitcher swung on a ground ball to third. Backhand beautifully behind the back by Kingery. What a play. The long throw is in time. Oh, what a pick. Kingery, a backhand behind the bag on a short hop, and the fans oohed and on as he ended their threat. And he retires Romanski 5-3.
What a play by Scott Kingery, a man not native to the third base position. A typical second baseman. Made a wonderful play at third. Made the long throw. Kingery can do it all. He may not have contributed offensively today, but that was a great defensive play to keep this game scoreless. Top six, Pigs went down 1-2-3. More Rodriguez and Kingery. Bottom of the sixth inning, Zue Lin flew out. Ryan Court struck out, so the first two were retired. But the Paw Sox started to rally. Bogusevich singled. Matt Dominguez singled. And Sam Travis walked. Bases loaded. Two out. Devin Marrero at the plate. Taveras got to a 2-0 count on him before Marrero brought it back 3-2. bottom of the sixth. Bases loaded, two out, 3-2 count, scoreless game.
Ninth pitch of the sequence. Bases loaded, they're off. The pitch is caught and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Oh, the final pitch of the afternoon for Jose Taveras. By far the biggest. His 97th, a fastball he blows by Devin Marrero, and he collects strikeout seven in the process.
Devin Marrero down swinging, and Jose Taveras did his job through six innings, did not allow anyone to score in a Pawtucket Red Sox uniform. Top of the seventh inning we go. Pigs got a leadoff walk from J.P. Crawford. Cam Perkins would hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Crawford, but Brock Stassi popped up and Angelo Mora flew out. Pigs cannot do anything with the leadoff base runner. On to the bottom of the seventh, Casey Fee now into the game. He got Jansen Witte to pop up, but Mike Miller singled, then did Jake Romanski, and that brought Zhu-Wei Lin to the plate for the turning point of the game.
And he is 2-4-11 with an RBI in the series. Runners lead, pitch is swung on, hit in the air right field, high and deep. Back goes Erlis Rodriguez, he's at the track, he leaps and that ball is gone! Just over the small 4-foot-high fence in right. A three-run home run by Zhu-Wei Lin, and it's a 3-0 game.
Zhu-Wei Lin, his second home run of the year. A heartbreaker for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. That gave Pawtucket a 3-0 lead. Now following that, Ryan Court singled, and Brian Bogusevich hit into an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play, but the Pigs had work to do. Top of the eighth inning, Dylan Cousins struck out looking. Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. Logan Moore walked. But Erlis Rodriguez grounded into an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice. Bottom eight, Matt Dominguez singled and Sam Travis hit into a fielder's choice. Devin Marrero grounded into a 6-3 put out before Jansen Witte struck out swinging. On to the top of the ninth, Pigs needed 3 to tie, 4 to take the lead. Scott Kingery struck out swinging, J.P. Crawford struck out swinging, and that brought Cam Perkins to the plate.
Season 207 in the final home game for the Paw Sox this season comes to life. 3-0 Paw Sox, top nine. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Called third strike on a low inside corner. Perkins can't believe it. Edgar Olmos completes a one-hit shutout, and Pawtucket on a three-run bomb by Zhu-Wei Lin gets the win to avoid being swept at home here against the Pigs. Meanwhile, sends the Pigs back 3 of Rochester with 8 games to go.
And that would be all she wrote from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. This afternoon, Pigs falling 3-0. Not a whole lot of action. The three-run home run, a few big-time plays made defensively and good pitches by Jose Taveras. But Pawtucket ended up getting the one big hit that made the difference. 3-0, your final. The Iron Pigs left 3 on base, did not have a runner in scoring position. The Pawtucket Red Sox, they were 1-for-4, they left 7 on base. Taveras, 6 good innings, 5 hits, just 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. Casey Fien, the loss, an inning, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. Colton Murray, an inning, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. Hector Velasquez got the win, he was marvelous, 8-4 now. 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And Edgar almost got the save. His fourth, 2 innings, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 28 minutes, in front of 8,207 to close out McCoy Stadium for the 2017 season. Once again, your final score, the Pawtucket Red Sox 3 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 0.